Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat. You might have seen posts or videos about these pants online. They're blowing in the breeze on a beautiful summer day in some of them. Then, all of a sudden, the woman wearing the pants trips and stumbles. Sometimes she'll fall down altogether. You see, these aren't just any wide-legged pants. They're the Zara Death Pants, given that nickname for their apparent tendency to trip their wearers, not because they've actually caused any deaths. For $45, the polyester trousers with an elastic waistband look stylish and trendy. But are the wipeouts worth it? Chad Hartman of Odyssey station WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities and CBS News reporter Jamie Yukas discussed what's going on with these death pants and whether it's okay to laugh at the videos. Let's listen in.
Wide leg pants. Zara pants that have come back, including Dave on a story today about a number of injuries where women are just getting used to the Zara pants and the wide leg at the bottom, and they're tripping and falling. Are you wearing the Zara pants?
It's Zara. I do not have the Zara pants, but I have gotten totally on board with the baggy jean trend. It's taking me back to high school. I'm having fun with it. I'm wearing baggy t-shirts, maybe a flannel over the t-shirt. Like I'm all in on the trend. We ran this story because all of us got it in our feed, probably because a lot of us are kind of on the baggy pant trend.
Yep.
So here's my question for you.
Yeah.
Are you the person who secretly laughs and loves when someone falls? Or do you feel, like, embarrassed and terrible for them, and it's awful?
Okay. We have to have the caveat that I know the person is not injured in some way, okay?
Well, the Zara pants are into, like, they're calling them death pants. These people are getting, like, scrapes on their hands.
I know. You know what I say about that? Calm down. I mean, I think we all know death, getting a scrape on your hand as you brace yourself, isn't quite death. Let me put it this way. If it's a friend of mine and they're okay, I'm chuckling. I am. Now, I am okay. Now, if let's say they're formally dressed and it's a big event, and they're walking in the event, and then I'm like, oh, no, not this. Not now. I mean, come on. Have it when it's just me and her out for a happy hour or something like that. Not in front of a big crowd. That's more problematic. You normally lead with your heart, but you also have a keen sense of humor. I'm going to say you have the ability to do both, and you certainly, more often than not, are going to feel bad, but you also are capable of laughing.
Oh, I think these videos are hilarious.
That's the way to answer it. That's the way to go.
I think as someone who is clumsy, and especially like in my teen years was very clumsy, like I think about, like now I have the ability to laugh at myself and other people
for
where
sure.
It's not malicious, right? Like, as a teenager, being clumsy and it was, like, the most mortifying, awful thing ever. So I think in some ways I find it funny because it's like, well, look how much I've been able to grow and laugh at myself.
If you can't poke fun at yourself, then you need to start. Come on. Life is serious, and there are times we have to be serious and have to show our intellect. Other times we just screw up and make a fool of ourselves, and you got to own it, admit it, and just chuckle. That's definitely the way to go. I mean, some of the quotes here in the story, the deadly Zara pants claim yet another victim. Another quote, they do really need a hazard warning. Here's another one. There should be a Netflix documentary about these pants. I'm a victim. Can I be interviewed for the documentary?
Oh, my goodness.
Dave Harrigan, it's someone you know. They're fine. It's not over for them, but they fall right in front of your eyes. What's your move?
I'm laughing my butt off.
Yeah.
You saw what we were doing yesterday before the show. We had
explain to Jamie the video that we watched. You had already watched about five times before me. I then watched it three times and laughed heartily each time.
I was crying, laughing multiple times watching video of an older gentleman umpiring a youth baseball game who took a foul ball to the groin, not one, not two, but three times in the first four innings. And the last time you thought he died. And I don't think I've laughed harder in years.
Okay, can I just say the thing that the video I'm laughing about, because it looks like a Wile E. Coyote like cartoon, is that guy getting hit by the bison in Yellowstone?
Yes.
And goes flying into the air. Like, it looks cartoon. Like, what is happening?
Well,
he also has like the greatest Christmas card ever.
Did you love Play-Doh as a child? Did you make like a lot of slightly lopsided dinosaurs and then forget to put the rest of the Play-Doh back in the little container so that globs of the stuff dried right into your Barbie's hair? No, that was just me. Well, for those of you who, like me, loved Play-Doh and want a nostalgic experience without going to a kid's toy store to buy some, you now have a new option. Hasbro, that's the company that makes Play-Doh, just came out with a version for adults. ABC's Sue Yoon joined Odyssey station WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo with all the details.
Has launched its first Play-Doh for adults. Sue, tell us about this.
Hi, yeah. Play-Doh Hasbro has a CEO now who's trying to age up a lot of its offerings, toys and games. And Play-Doh launched a collection called Blooms yesterday, which is a floral arrangement you can make using Play-Doh. And you can actually, and there, it comes with a finishing spray and a vase that you could, kind of preserve what you make and keep it around if you want as decor.
So it's a little bit different than the Play-Doh that we're used to from our kid years?
Yeah, well, it's definitely, it feels similar, but it's definitely marketed differently with some different colors. It looks a little bit more sophisticated and grown up in its packaging. It comes in tubes instead of those canisters that we remember, and the scent's a little different.
Okay, what's the expectation then with this grown-up market? And I'm wondering, when you say grown-ups, I mean, could we even be talking seniors?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think they're thinking of, like, you know, tweens, like people who age out of the original Play-Doh that we think of. I think it goes to any age. I was thinking about making some of these with my mom. It just kind of, I think it's playing into this trend right now we have where crafting's very popular. People are trying to get less screen time. People are drinking less and looking for things to do, you know, in person and kind of connect with other people. And I think it's great for that. It's tactile. And actually, I was joking that I'm having some hand issues lately and I play with putty at night as PT, and this would be great for that also.
I think there's a lot of people that are probably perking up listening to this and saying, you know what, this is just what I need. Is there more of this stuff to come? Does it seem maybe even from other companies?
Oh, I think so. I think in general, like, you know, companies are trying to appeal to different markets and expand the markets that they have. And but the Hasbro CEO told me yesterday that this is the first collection of several more. And he wouldn't tell me exactly what was next, but he hinted at paintings or sculptures or architecture. And if you think of a company like Lego, they've kind of aged up their audience in terms of these special and elaborate collections, right? Like where you can build the Taj Mahal or like a famous sneaker I think the $800 Sagra, the big cathedral in Barcelona. I'm forgetting
right.
The name right now. Yeah,
I can't. It's escaping me too, but I know exactly what you mean. Definitely for, you know, an elevated older crowd, you know, to not just for kids, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Sue,
$100 new toy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to WWJ News Radio in Detroit, The Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities, and WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo. You can find all of these programs and the Something Offbeat podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.